So it was a snap action organized by basically just an activist bloc in Impanpue in Alice Springs. The decision was to protest this particular sort of military base, partly because they are, it's actually a spy base that is partly involved in sort of furthering surveillance technology and other things in collaboration with both the US and the Israeli government. And we, of course, know that by extension, this kind of surveillance technology and you know, related weaponry, military tactics and so on are being currently used against Palestinians and specifically against people in Gaza. Just for context, I'm actually based in Naam, so I've been sort of providing their sort of off-site stuff, and I've been keeping track of sort of the action as it's been developing through the day from the outside, just as a sort of safety precaution. So the group got there at about 5 a.m. In pathway time and set up. So we had one person, Jem in particular, she was attached to a very heavy barrel and locked into it in the middle of the road. That was blocking the path to Pine Gap. Jem basically offered the Jewish mourners, what we call the mourners' Kaddish, so the mourners' prayer to mourn for all of the Gazans lost, specifically to also mourn for, and there is also footage of Jem repeating their names of all the families who were completely, who were killed so absolutely that an entire bloodline was removed from the civil registry, basically. And that was the core of the action.
Was there any reaction from Pine Gap itself, or are they just disassociating themselves from what's been going on?
Certainly, I have not heard us receiving any direct communiques from Pine Gap, but I will say that from an underground reporter that we have as part of the block, it's reported that at least around 100 employees were actually not able to access their workplace this morning. So even if Pine Gap is choosing to not interact, we still managed to ruin their day a little bit. And that's something.
Very interesting, because there's been a major reactions from people all around the world. And it's very important that in Alice Springs, where there's a node of the spy system, is that there is actually a reaction, isn't there?
Absolutely. And this is, you know, in many ways, we have, there's a short-term goal to this blockade, which is that we're demanding a ceasefire in Gaza yesterday. You know, that's the core, that is the most immediate thing. But the reality is that this protest is also showing us the connections between the military in Australia and the military elsewhere. We want to really highlight the connection between the military as a thing, as a unit that exists, and how that interacts with colonization, both the colonization of people in Gaza and also the colonization of Aboriginal people and other First Nations peoples in Australia, in Turtle Island and elsewhere. This protest is about highlighting all of those interconnectivities and the ways in which even those of us that might feel a particular way but still choose to turn away, we cannot help but be embroiled, involved, enmeshed with this genocide and with other similar genocides and issues that are coming up elsewhere around the globe.
In fact, there was quite strong statements from local Indigenous people in support of their Palestinian compatriots.
Yep. So we were very fortunate that we had a speaker, a Narenta speaker, who both shared words from his auntie and also spoke about his own experience as an Aboriginal man, sort of witnessing Gaza and seeing the connections, seeing the connective tissue between these two experiences of oppression and colonization and massacres and genocide and so on. So yes, It's been huge to be able to see that solidarity, and I personally, as someone who also has skin in the game, have been very encouraged by that. So the last thing, and I think the thing that is really vital here, you know? And perhaps a question that some people looking at it from the outside might have is, boy, there's a lot of Jews involved in this kind of anti-Israel, pro-Palestine, you know, Gaza liberation thing. What's going on there? And the thing is that Jews are angry. Those of us that know that we've been fed lies about Zionism, that we've been fed lies about the sort of the idea that the existence of the state of Israel gives us safety, particularly Jews that do not live in Israel, is infuriating. And ultimately, and this is sort of echoing what has been coming out of other Jewish-led protests, the reality is that we are doing this because we refuse to have these things happen, this genocide happen in our name as Jews. They're telling the world that they're doing this for Jews, and Jews are now kicking back and saying, "You are not doing this for me. This is not for me. This is not about me, and I do not benefit from it in any way, shape, or form, and we all suffer from it." So I feel like that's just the last thing that I'd really like to be included in this.